Welcome back to Zillennials Podcast. Today on Zillennials, we have a dinner party episode. So for those of you who are new or just joining us for our dinner party episodes, what we usually do is we will pick an ingredient or a dish, and then we both make it, and then we discuss our thoughts, what we thought of the recipe, how easy it was to make, and anything else that we feel like should be folded into that conversation.
Our theme for this quarter's dinner party is au chiglos. This is our round two. We did one a while back. I know we made the sweet potato burgers. I don't remember the other recipe. We chose this because Kaylee had given me this as a birthday present a couple years back, and we were looking for a theme. And we thought, why not? Since we both have it. I think we were also talking about at some point we want to cook through a whole cookbook. And you had thrown this out as a suggestion. So another two recipes down.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, we could cook through this whole entire cookbook. That would be like a long-range series.
Yeah.
So the Au Chiglos Everyday Cookbook is by Angela Lydon or Lydon. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name.
I say Lydon, but I don't know her, so I don't know.
I'm not sure either. But so far, most of the recipes that I've made in here, I've really enjoyed. I especially like her oatmeal recipes. Those are my personal favorite. And I remember the black bean burgers were really good, too. So do you want to talk a little bit about the two recipes that we decided to do?
I chose the soba noodle salad. I was originally looking at a different recipe. I don't remember which one, but I felt like it wasn't enough of a recipe to pick.
Was it the almond butter one?
I think it was the baked sweet potato one where you literally bake a sweet potato and put like avocado on top.
Okay, but like I would do that. That sounds delicious. Speaking of it, this is like not related to the recipes that we're doing. However, I'm sorry, I'm derailing this conversation real quick. The other day, Long and I were watching, I think it's called Dark Waters, the movie. I texted you about it. And one of the things that they talk about in there is like the Teflon pans. And they talk about how the chemical or a chemical that was used in the coating.
They're giving you cancer.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're called forever chemicals and pretty much anything that's non-stick. I think I heard once where it's like, once it gets a scratch, that's when the chemicals can start to leak out into your food.
Yes, that's what I've heard too. And so after watching that movie, we've been like debating just switching over to like stainless steel. And I'm like, I kind of want to do it. Like, I think that it would be the move. So
it's healthier. And I feel like with non-stick pans, every few years you're buying a new one anyway because they get scratched up.
Yeah, and I feel like also non-stick is the point to like not have things stick on them, but you still have to use butter and oil anyway, so like what is the point?
I think also, once you learn the cooking technique, your stainless steel can be non-stick. You just have to make sure the pan's hot enough.
Yes, exactly.
Also, sorry, did you hear more?
No, I was going to say you get me. Go ahead.
On the list of things that I was supposed to do over my break and didn't was to re-season the cast iron pan that my mom gave me because, like, she hadn't used it for years and then she's like, you want it? I was like, sure. So I took it. So it's, like, super kind of dusty and dirty and there's not a lot, but there is a little bit of rust. So at that point, you have to, like, kind of scrub the whole thing down and redo it. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'll do that over break. I didn't do it. Also, it's kind of ridiculous because you have to put your oven on, like, 500.
I'd be, like, afraid that my oven is going to burst into flames or something. Jeez.
I just don't want to deal with the fire alarms going off.
Fair. Yeah, I feel like that also happens a lot more in apartments versus, like, if you have a house. Because I feel like sometimes in a house, your fire alarms are far enough away that they're not going to be set off by your oven. But in an apartment, it's not like that.
Yeah, so I haven't figured that out. Because I was like, well, I'm not going to buy a new one if I have one. And I Googled how to do it. You know how you're technically not supposed to wash them? If you're completely re-seasoning them, you can, because you're going to re-season it anyway. So, like, you're not really scraping off any of the seasoning that you built up.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited, because those are also good for, like, non-stick situations. But you just have to build up the seasoning and stuff, which can take a little bit. But I'm kind of excited.
I like cast iron pans, but I do have to say, like, my beef with them is when you go to wash them, it's so heavy. And maybe I just have weak wrists. But I'm like, this is so much effort to hold this pan up and wash it at the same time. I was like, I'm so fatigued.
They are really heavy. I could see that. I haven't used mine, so clearly I don't know if I... Maybe once I start using it, I can report back and tell you if it's your wrists or if it's the pan.
Yeah, and that makes me feel like such, like, I don't know, makes me feel like such a little weakling. But that's definitely how I feel about it. And that's definitely why I don't use mine as often as I could.
I want to use mine, though. I want to get it in, like, good condition. So anyway, this is not a cast iron episode. Ooh, but if I ever get it in shape, we could do a cast iron recipe.
We could. My cast iron one that I have is a hand-me-down, and it's got the nonstick coating on it, though. So I'm like,
oh,
is it even a cast iron then? Because now I'm like, now are you just a nonstick pan? And now I'm confused. But that's neither here nor there.
So, recipes.
Recipes. The other recipe that we had was the roasted pesto basil garlic potatoes with arugula.
Guess what's in that recipe?
Yeah, very difficult to find out. So did you have one that you wanted to start off chatting about?
Not necessarily. I think the roasted pesto basil garlic potatoes with arugula was a little bit more of a hot mess for me, apparently.
Let's start with that one. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened when you were making it?
So I thought I was doing great. I had made the executive decision to just buy my pesto.
Me too!
I said that to Kyle when I was making this. I was like, I really need to know if Kaylee made her own pesto or she cheated like me and bought it.
So I had every intention of making my own pesto. However, when I went to the store, it was like Tuesday or Wednesday, and like we walked to the store and I got there and there was no fresh basil. And it was like, I don't know. It's not like, it's maybe like a mile from my house, maybe a little less. And I was like, I am not going shopping again. I was like, I'm literally picking out pesto and I'm just going to deal with it and it'll be fine and it'll be delicious. So that's definitely what happened for me too. I thought about making my own pesto, but then after I couldn't find the basil, I was like, and that ship has sailed.
I didn't even think about it because the supermarket near me, they sell really good pesto, like fresh pesto. So I didn't even consider making my own. But you'll be very proud of me. When I went to the store, I forgot the pesto. So instead of doing my typical Leanne thing of just like not doing it, I did go back to the store to get the pesto, which I hate going back to the store. So I am very proud of myself. Other mishap. I was like weighing my potatoes, right? I was like, go to Kyle. I was like, can you believe this is how many potatoes it takes for this many pounds? Like, because I thought it would take way more potatoes. Then a few days later when I go to make it, I realized it called for 2 pounds of potatoes, not one. So I had 1 pound of Yukon Gold potatoes. I had 2 semi-old russet potatoes, so I just chopped those up.
Very nice, very nice. So I got potatoes for this maybe like a week or two ago, and then I looked, and then my potatoes were moldy. And then I was like, great. So I think it's also because of the tank in the apartment, I think things go moldy a lot quicker because there's extra moisture. So I'm like, ah. So I was like, I'll throw these potatoes away. So then, yes, last night at like 8:30 or 9 p.m., I walked to the store to get more potatoes. So I went to my convenience Target and the potatoes there were good. No big mishaps there, but I definitely did finish this recipe at 7 a.m. today before we started recording.
Nice. So basically what you do is you chop up the potatoes and you roast them. And at the same time, you're supposed to be roasting the garlic. I read that you roast a head of garlic, so I put the head of garlic in there. Then later, when I was reading the rest of the recipe, realized the garlic was for the pesto, not just like put garlic in. So I just chucked the roasted garlic in with my pesto and I like mashed it up with a fork.
Ah.
Because I was like, I already roasted this. I might as well put it in the recipe.
Smart. Was it good with that?
Yeah. I mean, I love roasted garlic, so.
Roasted garlic is delicious.
So did you just not do the garlic because you read the whole recipe?
Yeah. I had the garlic and I thought about it, but I was like, I'm not going to do that. I see that this goes in the basil. I will not be roasting the garlic. And I also put everything in the air fryer because I was like, it's small and then I don't need to heat up my oven. So I was like, I'll just put it in the air fryer instead.
So once you do all the baking and if you make your pesto, you make your pesto. And then you basically throw it all together. You can add some hemp seeds. And you can also add arugula, which I totally forgot to do. So now there's a box of arugula sitting in my fridge with nothing to do.
It's still good with the arugula. I would put it with the arugula if I was you.
I know. I was excited about the arugula. I like arugula.
Also, if you have leftover arugula, let me tell you, because I didn't use all of my arugula for this. My plans for my leftover arugula are as follows. I think I'm going to put like some goat cheese on it and maybe some pistachios. And then I think I'm going to try to get a pomegranate and an orange and I'm going to cut them up and I'm going to put it in there. And it sounds so good. And I'm so excited.
So you're making a little salad situation.
Yes, because Long was saying he was like, oh, I really want pizza. And usually if we do pizza, we try to do like a salad because I feel like, one, it's better for you. And then also, two, it's just like you still want other ways aside from just on your pizza to get your veggies.
I've never had a pomegranate. And I've been intrigued the past couple months when I see them at the store, but I haven't actually gotten one.
You should get one. They're actually pretty good. I don't think I'd had pomegranate until we were in China. Because I think one of the people who I met when I was over at their house, they gave me pomegranate. And I was like, well, it'd be rude to say no. So I was like, I guess I'll just try it.
I think it's something I'd like. I just never got it. I don't know. Maybe next time I go to the store.
Mm-hmm. You should try it. It's pretty good.
So, my overall thoughts. I really like the recipe. I think it's pretty easy to make, especially if you buy your pesto. I think I cut my potatoes too small, but roasted them for the same amount of time. So some of them were like really soft. But I think that's more me and user error. Ooh, another thing I did do because I wanted to not have to make something extra. So I chucked a thing of chickpeas in so I could have more protein and call it a meal.
That's so smart. Okay, have you ever done like those roasted chickpeas where you'll put like smoked paprika or other such spices on it and then you stick it in the oven and they're like little chickpea poppers?
Yeah, so I bought those at the store in the past and then I think I decided to make them once. I think when I made them, I was a little underwhelmed. I don't know how I feel about those type of chickpeas. I feel like they're good. I don't know, I think it depends on my mood.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a like buy your mood food. I used to make them a lot like when I was in my teens and early 20s. Now I'm late 20s. Oh gosh.
I just keep saying I'm 30.
I feel like I'm 30, even though like I'm not even that close to 30. Like I am close, but I'm not that close. You know what I mean?
We're closer to 30 than we are 20.
I know. I know. Maybe it's because I thought I'd have my life together at 30, but here I am making my way in the world.
That's funny. We thought we'd own houses.
Yeah. Now the only way that I can own a house is maybe if I look at a housing trust, maybe then. But yeah, I agree with you. I feel like this was really delicious. I very much enjoyed it. 10 out of 10 would make again.
Yeah, like I said, especially if you buy your own pesto, you could totally make this on a weeknight. Because all you do is chop things up and either roast or in your situation, air fry them. So there is a lot of like just hands-off time. You could clean the kitchen, you could watch a TV show. I don't know, you got options.
I agree. I'm like, I feel like there's a lot of hands-off time and then I did kind of have this thought, though. I was like, how much of the recipe did I really do? Because, like, half the things were making the pesto. And I was like, and I definitely didn't do that. And then I thought about it and I was like, I bet you Leanne bought her own pesto, too. And then I was like, it'll be okay. As long as she bought her own pesto, too, I will feel no guilt.
If you think about it, you made more of the recipe than I did because you remembered the arugula.
Because, like, I remember there was something else. I think it was maybe when we were doing from Liam Charles's cookbook, like the one that required the puff pastry. And you were like, oh yeah, I just bought the puff pastry. And I was like, that was so smart. Why didn't I do that?
I remember that. And you made it. And then I felt bad because I didn't make it. I just bought it.
I just think it's so funny. I feel like this is part of the reason why these episodes are so chaotic.
I got things to do. And also, I feel like the way they sell basil in the grocery store sometimes, you have to buy like 5 bundles of it to even have enough for the recipe. I'm like, I'm not buying 5 bundles of basil. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I was hoping to buy like a basil plant or two and like try to get enough that way. But I don't know. I also thought it was kind of weird the way that they had the basil pesto in the recipe because normally you put pine nuts in there and there was like no pine nuts. And I was like, is this basil going to be good? Is it not going to be good? I don't know. Which granted, I cannot speak to that because I obviously did not make the pesto. However, I'd be curious to know in the future.
So to your point, are we even reviewing the recipe if, like you're saying, most of the flavor of the recipe is the pesto? Because, I mean, roasting potatoes is roasting potatoes.
Welcome to our chaotic life here on Zillennials Podcast, where we are doing this purely for our own entertainment and also, I suppose, yours as well. So thank you for joining us. But honestly, we do really appreciate those of you who are listening. And I feel like I hope that you can relate to some of this because sometimes it's a lot to balance and we appreciate that you're here for the crazy ride that we have.
So our other recipe was soba noodle salad. Plot twist, I didn't use soba noodles because I thought I had them. And I didn't realize I had to go back to the store for the pesto yet. And I had udon noodles and I was like, I'm not going to the store just to get soba noodles. So I used udon noodles. Spoiler alert, doesn't really matter what kind of noodle you use.
Yeah, I went and specifically got soba noodles the same day that I got the other stuff like the pesto. which I had never had soba noodles before, or at least not that I know of. So it was pretty good. Like, I enjoyed the soba noodle part.
I think from like a health perspective, buckwheat is healthier for you. So I think if you can find and get them and not forget them at the store, it's a good option. But I think if you don't have them or if you already have something else, you don't need to go and get them.
What did you think of this recipe overall? Did you like it or did you not like it?
I thought it was super easy. I did make the tofu. I thought the tofu was pretty good. There's not much to it. It's literally tofu and like garlic powder and oil. But I got it all nice and brown. It was very exciting. I think the recipe mentions it. It's kind of a pain when they have you cube your tofu and then they're like, flip your tofu over and brown it. But it does make it taste good.
That is true.
And I think other than that, you can share if your experience was the same. It was really just chucking the ingredients together in a bowl.
Yes, I agree. I thought the tofu was okay, though it probably wasn't my favorite way to prepare tofu. I had two blocks of tofu that I was pressing at the time, and one I did her way, and then one I was like, I'm going to off-road this and just do it however I feel like. I liked it better the way that I did it, which was just like putting soy sauce with my tofu, soy sauce and vinegar, and I think a little bit of honey. So personally for me, I felt like that was how I preferred to have the tofu with this dish. The dish itself, I didn't particularly like. I felt like it was very oily. Did you feel that way?
I don't think so.
Because it called for like a fourth cup of sesame oil for the dressing. Like, what did you do for the dressing?
I did think that that was an odd amount of oil, but also I don't make homemade salad dressing a lot. Oh, here's the thing too, that it could be different because my udon noodle package, it wasn't the fresh kind, it was the dried kind. But it was like 9, 9.5 ounces. And I know the recipe calls for 8 ounces. And I think especially once they cooked, I had a lot more noodles. Like, for example, I thought that there wasn't enough tofu in the recipe. I only did one block. And I really do think, like you did, you need two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because I had so much extra noodles that maybe that's why I couldn't tell as much about the oil.
Maybe. Maybe I used like the wrong measuring cup or something. Like, I'm like, something was off, but it was like ungodly oily for me. Like, I don't know why. And I'm like, maybe I used the wrong measuring cup. I have no idea, but.
Did you use the liquid measuring cup or did you use just a regular, what you put flour in?
There's a difference?
Yeah. You're supposed to use like the one that looks like a pitcher for liquids.
No, I definitely just use like the normal measuring. I don't think I have a liquid measuring cup.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Like the little Pyrex little.
Yeah, it's like a Pyrex one. It's like this big.
Yeah, it's got a little spout.
No, I definitely just use like a normal measuring cup. But like I put like the 1/4 cup of oil in and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so much oil. So I don't know why. Maybe, like I said, maybe it was user error. Very possible. I could have totally grabbed the wrong measuring cup. Very possible.
Well, the thing that's interesting is when I was pouring the oil into the measuring cup, I was like, this seems like it could be a lot. I'm trying to look up a different like salad dressing recipe just to see how much.
I think it's also because it was sesame oil. Like, did you use sesame oil or did you use something else?
I used sesame oil. Okay, so for example, on pickup lines, I just Googled salad dressing.
Yeah.
And so if you make 4 servings, hers also calls for 1/4 cup of oil.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it was like super, super oily. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have used all the dressing. And like, I used like 12 ounces of noodles. Like, I used a lot of noodles. I was like, why is this so oily? So I don't know why, but mine turned out like very oily. So I don't know that it's a recipe that I'd make again. But again, it's very possible. Maybe there was some sort of user error in there or like I just didn't read it right when I was picking up the measuring cup. I don't know. But I don't think I put a 1/2 cup of oil in there. I think it was 1/4 cup and it was just super, super oily for like no reason.
I wonder too is, one, I think with salad dressing, it's always a good idea to not like just add it in and then try it and add more. But I also wonder if the quality of sesame oil, I wonder if that would make a difference.
Maybe.
I don't think I got super bougie sesame oil. I'm not trying to be like, I think mine is better sesame oil.
The finest sesame oil.
I'm just wondering if you got like a higher quality sesame oil, maybe from like the bougie is that I wonder if it would taste, have a better mouthfeel.
Maybe. I don't know. So for me, this recipe was a good experiment, but I don't know that I'd make it again. But I thought it was interesting. And I thought the tofu was like an interesting way to prepare tofu, like different from what I normally do.
I think I would make it again. I think it's one of those recipes that I feel like is good because it's almost like a kind of basic recipe, right? So you could make noodles, put tofu and different veggies in. So I feel like I would make it again in the sense of like that, if you know what I mean. Like it just seems something easy to put together. I also think it'd be good for like when it's summer and it's super hot and you don't want to deal with anything.
Yeah. Did you have your noodles cold or warm?
So I had them like warm slash room temperature first because I ate it right when I finished. But then I had them as leftovers and I just ate them cold, which is why I think it's nice for summer because it's something that you can eat any temperature, really.
I feel like when I ate it cold, it was a lot better compared to when it was warm.
I think I liked it cold, which is interesting because I usually don't like cold food unless it's like a salad, which I guess this is technically a salad, but it's a I don't know. I feel like things that don't have lettuce aren't salads in my head.
I agree. Also, I wanted to circle back to using arugula. So arugula is like my favorite type of leafy green. And the reason why is because it looks like little oak leaves. And then I can feel like a dinosaur when I'm eating it. And so this is the entire reason why it is my favorite.
I love that. That's such a great reason.
So what is your favorite leafy green? Do you have a favorite leafy green?
I don't think I have a favorite leafy green. I have leafy greens that I eat more than others. But like, I don't think I feel the same passion that you feel about arugula. Although I do like arugula. I did make a French green lentil salad recipe from Rainbow Plant Life that uses arugula, and that's super yummy. Basically, you just fry in some olive oil. I think it's a little bit of red pepper, some spices, and then you basically put it over your French green lentils, pine nuts, and then you fold in the arugula, and then the arugula wilts, and that's really good.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I think in the future, we should have an episode themed around your favorite leafy green.
One of the things that I heard about leafy greens, though, and like, don't quote me on this because obviously I'm not studying in this field, nor am I an expert, but I heard that leafy greens recently have higher instances of E. coli because of the runoff from the different animals, because a lot of the times that water will kind of like go into the area where the plants grow and then it'll like be absorbed up and then E. coli in your leafy greens.
I would argue all the more reason to have a little vegetable box in the backyard. I really want one of those.
I agree. My mom was talking about growing vegetables for the summer, and I was like, you should grow leafy greens, and here is why.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're good. They're really good for you. I mean, so far, I haven't gotten E. coli.
I haven't either. But that's also like, always wash your vegetables, because otherwise, be not so good. So between the two recipes, did you have one that you liked more? Did you have one that you would make again? Would you make both of them again? What are your like closing thoughts and remarks?
I think I would make both of them again. I think I like the noodle salad more. I think part of that is one, I forgot an entire ingredient that I didn't remember that I forgot. But two is I don't know if this is because I over-roasted my potatoes, but one of the potatoes, I don't know if it was the russet, I don't know if it was the Yukon Gold, but it was like almost had the texture and flavor of a roasted onion.
Ooh.
And it was really kind of tripping me out because I didn't put onions in it.
Yeah, that would weird me out too. I can definitely see your point there.
So I think I would definitely make it again. I would cut my potatoes bigger because I know what a potato should taste like. Again, kind of like with your story about the salad. Could be user error. I think also the nice thing about that salad is you can always throw a different dressing on.
That is true.
You could pick your favorite and use that instead.
That is true. I feel like for me, I don't know that I'd make the salad again, but again, could have been user error. But I think I would make this potato thing again. I think this potato thing I would make again, especially if I had made an arugula salad and had just like a lot of leftover arugula, because I feel like this is a really simple recipe and it's a good way to use up arugula if you've got like some that you're looking to finish up really quick, because you can eat like a good amount of this. At least I can. Maybe it's because I love potatoes. But I feel like it's something that you can eat a good amount of and then not get sick of the arugula.
I think that While I liked and I would make the noodle salad again, I think the one that I would return to more, I don't know if more frequently, but like sooner in the future, would probably be the potato and arugula recipe, because I feel like that could be a good summer recipe for like a potluck or a cookout.
Ooh, that's so true. That's very true.
And seeing what season we're going into, I feel like it just reminds me of a sharing recipe.
Yeah, I feel like it very much feels like it could be something if you're having a picnic with friends and you're like, and we're all bringing a big dish to share together. That would be one that you could bring.
One more thought on the noodle salad is I think the ratios were off. Like, I don't think there was enough vegetables. I don't think there was enough tofu. I think also the vegetables were essentially just peppers. I might add other things in. I don't know what I would add. But I feel like it needed a little more because it seemed very noodle heavy.
Yeah, like it seemed more like a noodle dish versus a salad dish.
Yeah. But I do think I like the inspiration from it and what I can do with it as a base.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where, for me, I'm like, I've cooked several different recipes from this cookbook and almost all of them I've really enjoyed. This one just happened to be one that wasn't my favorite. But the cookbook is still good.
It doesn't hold the same place in my heart as the cabbage soup.
Oh, did we make that one from this?
I think that was the other one. I know you don't super love soup, but I'm like in love with that soup.
I think I had that soup and I think it was pretty good. Like, I think I enjoyed that one.
I think part of the reason I loved it so much is like, I think I have low expectations for cabbage and I really liked it. So I feel like it got a few extra bonus points for surprising me.
I could definitely see that. Well, thank you so much for joining us for our dinner party episode. Our next book club will be On Earth, We Were Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong. That will be dropping on May 6th.
We hope you enjoyed the discussion on the recipes we cooked from Oshi Glows. We'd love to hear if you've ever made any of her recipes or if you've made these recipes, what you think. You can send us an email, selaniaspodcast@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram @selaniaspodcast. And don't forget to rate and review the show wherever you're listening.